This is Uncuffed.
Stories from Solano State Prison.
In May, new details came out about the death of Oscar Grant, who was killed by BART police officer Johannes Messerli in 2009. The report shows that another officer, Anthony Peroni, broke protocol by violently escalating the arrest. The report also found that Officer Messerli looked at his gun before drawing it, and that contradicts his defense that he meant to use his taser. Oscar Grant's father, who is also named Oscar Grant, is incarcerated at Solano State Prison. When Uncuffed producers Brian Thames and Damon Cook saw the news report, they brought Grant into the studio to find out how he reacted as a father.
When the article was sent to me to read, it was like, what the hell? Officer Perone snatched all the kids off the train. And you got my son on his knees, and you kick him in the back of his head. Stuff that they didn't show.
So I was there that day when you got that information about your son. And I remember the anguish and the pain that you had to endure during that time. How did your relationship suffer because of this misinformation that was given to you about what happened?
Because I remember our first conversation, you got blamed.
I kept trying to figure out, how is it my fault? And I'm in prison. It can't be my fault if the police killed my son. It messed up a relationship with me and my ex-wife. I still communicate with my granddaughter. I still communicate with my daughter.
Well, I want you to consider something now, Oscar. You've been in prison how long?
32 years.
You've been in prison 32 years. You understand the importance and the concept of innocent until proven guilty.
Yes, sir.
Don't you think this officer deserves the same thing?
Yes, he do. But I won't say he's guilty until they find him guilty.
How do you think you'll feel at that point? Do you think you'll feel vindicated? I mean, your son's still not here.
Well, if they find that man guilty, I would feel good. But I know my ex-wife and my daughter and my granddaughter and my son's fiance, Sophina, they would be probably overwhelmed and happy that they finally got justice.
Perone hurt you. Perone probably doesn't know, maybe doesn't even care. But what do you think about the idea of restorative justice? At some point, do you think you will be able to sit down and forgive these people who put these things into motion that hurt you, that hurt your relationship with your family, that took your son from you? All these different ripple effects. Other people have done it. Do you think that you will ever be able to sit down with the people who hurt you so much and have some sort of restorative justice, as they call it? Or do you prefer to remain bitter?
I don't ever prefer to remain bitter, because if you remain bitter, then that means whatever you try to do in life now, you will never accomplish.
So does that also mean that you wouldn't necessarily want them to be punished?
I'm not going to say I wouldn't want them to be punished, because in God's eyes, two wrongs don't make a right.
You don't see through God's eyes, Oscar.
No, I see through my own eyes. And in my own eyes, I want the same justice that my victim family wanted.
Oscar, what are you convicted of?
I'm convicted of drug war, murder, robbery.
Did you do it?
No. I didn't do the murder.
But you had part in it.
Yes, sir.
According to the law, that makes you somehow responsible. But I don't want that to be the focus of this. I want to know about the apology. And do you think whoever you apologized to, did they accept your apology?
Yes, they did.
How do you know?
My mom's told me, my great-granny told me before she passed.
Were you sincere when you apologized?
Yes, sir.
So if the officers, and you knew this what I was leading up to, so if the officers apologized to you, would you accept it, and how would you know if they were being sincere?
Me personally, it's hard for me to forgive. I'll be honest. But if I could sit down with any of those people, I want to ask them, why you ain't never apologized to my family?
In your mind, is there any such thing as a good cop?
In my mind, yeah. Everybody ain't bad. And I can't judge the rest of the police department because of what these people did. Because if I did, then I would be saying every police in the world is bad. And then I'll be wrong.
So this doesn't happen again? Is there something you've been really wanting to say to the people that are out there that are listening?
I want to say this to all the people that's in Oakland for when that incident first happened. I understand everybody was angry, bitter, and mad because justice was never served. Tearing up anything in your neighborhood is not going to bring my son back.
That was Oscar Grant Jr. speaking with Brian Thames and Damon Cook, their producers in KLW's radio program at Solano State Prison, which is supported by the California Arts Council and the Department of Corrections and Rehabilitation. The producers fact-check content to the best of their ability. All content is approved by an information officer. You can hear more stories from Uncuffed at our website, klw.org/uncuffed. And while you're there, don't forget to subscribe to the Cross Currents newsletter. Get all our stories and interviews every week right in your inbox.